Okay, so who is obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? So Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah, full-fledged Chiyuv Derabanan, like every other mitzvah Derabanan. And as such, obviously, every man in Klal Yisrael will be obligated to go ahead, and every Chiddush go ahead and be Kiddush Levana. What about everybody else? So as far as Nashim are concerned, so the place can speak out. The general approach to the place is, this has the status of a mitzvah say as man grumma, Derabanan, a mitzvah say, which is a time-sensitive, a time-bound mitzvah say, in which case, Nashim would be putter. Now, it's a little tricky here, because technically speaking, it's not so clear that this is a mitzvah seishes man grumma. The classic case of mitzvah seishes man grumma is where the time, the date itself is mechayev the mitzvah. Something about the day or the day specifically or the date, such as the day of Yom Tov, is mechayev the anhaga of Yom Tov, whatever the mitzvahs are. Here, there's no inherent date of Kiddush Levana. It happens to be there's a process where the moon goes through each month, or our vision, our perception of the moon goes through each month, and either you have it or you don't. Similar, in a certain sense, it's similar to having a pri. If you have a pri, you make a bracha of Shachianu. If you don't have it, you don't make the bracha. Here it's really a reality. You have it half a month. You don't have that reality the other half of the month. You don't have a hischad salvan half the month. The discussion, the place gives this actually is a bona fide mitzvah seishes man grumma. But regardless, the question remains. Even if it is a mitzvah seishes man grumma, so we find that by many other mitzvahs, Nashim go ahead and they make this. They go ahead and do the mitzvah. They do. I don't know, most women in Klal Yisrael today, probably, I would assume, are shaking Reuven Esrig, sitting in the sukkah in some parts, and they go ahead and partake in most mitzvah seishes man grumma that they would like to opt into. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, by and large, I don't know of anybody in Klal Yisrael where the minhag is for Nashim to go ahead and do that. And if I can speak out, there may be a reason to help you. Kabbalah, why specifically in this case not? That is a Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, who is really coming from the Shloh, that says that the general process, the demineralization of the moon every month, and the matzah b'chlal of the different periods the moon goes through, again, speaking yesterday about the fact that it's Ramaz and Golos, and really it's Ramaz and Chet as well. So the original Chet was obviously, we all know, Adam and Chava, so the first Chet was brought about by Chava. And being it was brought about by Chava, since this is meant to, we're talking about a time, we want to rectify that and go back to a state of perfect Shlemus, where there is no anything, nothing is shrinking, nothing is getting diminutive, everything will be in a state of perfection. So since it's something we're trying to correct, a problem that was on some level created first by a woman, they don't take part in this mitzvah, and therefore the minhag in Klal Yisrael, again, there's not mafush anywhere that they cannot do it, but the general accepted minhag based upon this shlo is that Nashim do not do this, even though it's something that secondly they should be able to opt into, but because of this reason, they don't, the minhag, again, the prevalent minhag is Nashim do not do Kiddush Levana. What about Ketanim? So the Mishnah Berurah says that as far as chinuch is concerned, he cites the machlokes as far as Krishma, the discussion whether or not the father is mechuyev in chinuch for his children by Krishma. And it's a concept there that since children are generally not found within the proximity of their parents, the Shas Krishma every morning, which is the way the schedule normally is, the Chazal were mechayev chinuch in such a circumstance. And he equates Kiddush Levana with that same type of idea. Obviously, the circumstances of Kiddush Levana are very different than the circumstances of the Shachris, but apparently the Mishnah Berurah feels as well here, too. There's a concept that the child may not be there at the time when people are saying Kiddush Levana. And therefore, he says, I'll be sure that one is not mechuyev in chinuch to go ahead and mechanech one's children in Kiddush Levana, but he said it's certainly highly praiseworthy to go ahead and do so. It shouldn't, it's a proper thing to do. But as far as an absolute chiyuv, you have to make sure your kids go out there and do Kiddush Levana, one does not have a chiyuv to go ahead and do so. An interesting case would come up. What would happen if a kid, which happens quite frequently, any child is turning bar mitzvah in the middle of the month, and he wants to go ahead and say Kiddush Levana? Now, if he's turning bar mitzvah in the latter half of the month, so obviously it's a no-brainer. He can do Kiddush Levana with their bun in the beginning of the month. And at the end of the month, he has no such option. But what happens if he's turning bar mitzvah, and let's say that in the 9th of the month, the 10th of the month, should he go be Kiddush Levana earlier, which you like to do, or he should wait until he becomes a gadol? The Ar Paiskim would speak out that it would be optimal for him to wait until he's a gadol. He's a full-fledged bar chiyuva, it's his own personal chiyuv, it's not his father's chiyuv, and therefore he should wait till then. But the Rishlam Zal and many other Paiskim can speak out as well, that specifically by a mitzvah de Rabbanon, there's no obligation for him to go ahead and wait. He should go ahead and say it at the first opportune moment. He definitely can go ahead and say it. He does not have to wait. If he wants to wait, he could. It might be a little better. But he definitely does not have to. It's worth pointing out that even if he wants to wait, it may not be advisable, simply because the weather dictates the circumstances of Kiddush Levana, and if he pushes it off too long, this comes up a lot of places in Halacha later on, we'll get to that in Mitzvah, but pushing off Kiddush Levana, even for a better situation, a better Kima Mitzvah, is not always praiseworthy, because very often you end up losing it entirely. So certainly if his Bar Mitzvah is going to be after Yud, Yud Alf, and on, certainly he should not be waiting. But if it's a question of Dalar Hey Vav or Zion, then in that case he doesn't have to wait, but if he wants to, it might be a good idea for him to wait to mekayim at a higher level. One last category of people, and that is somebody who is blind. So we know that the bracha of Kiddush Levana is not a Birchas Hanenin per se. You're not enjoying the moon. It's a bracha of Birchas Hashvach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, different ways to explain this. But the bottom line is, you're speaking about the godless Tabere, as mentioned yesterday, how he relates to us, how he relates to the world. We use the seeing the moon as a window into that situation. Now, the thing is, that being the case, somebody who's blind who can see the moon, he can talk about it because Baruch Hu is godless no less than anybody else. He can also go ahead and talk about it. So, he should be able to go ahead and make the bracha. On the other hand, the bracha specifically said for Harayel Van B'Chidusha. Somebody has to come to that Hakara upon seeing the moon. So discussion, the Paiskim, bottom line, Mishnah Berurah says, similar to Bar Maria Eish, by Havdalah, somebody who is a Summa, full-fledged Summa, who cannot see at all, we pass it nonetheless, can make the bracha. The reason for this is because generally other people around him are experiencing Levanot. It's not a case where it's cloudy. People generally could experience it. It's his personal case, and therefore he can benefit by virtue of the fact that other people can see. So he also has a second degree benefit from the light of the moon out there in the world, and therefore he could make Kiddush Levanot. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out in Bi'ur Halacha that since it is at the end of the day, and Machlokes HaPaiskim, if he has somebody else he might see him, that would be optimal.